This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Last year, we aired a story about landslide research by the Kentucky Geological Survey at UK. A large landslide in Washington State that killed more than 30 people recently put a renewed focus on the landslide hazard. Mike Lynch is back with an update for our series, What Lies Beneath, on the landslide work at KGS.
This is giving me depth to water.
Geologist Matt Crawford has been using a landslide site in Boyd County as a research laboratory since 2012. A slide there badly damaged a home that was only 4 years old, forcing the owner and his family to abandon it.
The headscarp ripped through the porch, and it ripped off the HVAC unit under there, and it caught fire. Well, another hazard to deal with, I guess.
Six holes were drilled at the site, and automated instruments were set up to help Crawford monitor further movement of the soil and keep track of rainfall and groundwater, which can trigger landslides.
But the idea really was for sort of just a full geologic characterization of this type of landslide. This type of slide happens quite commonly in eastern Kentucky. I wanted to know more about it, and I think that can be helpful for the next spot you look at.
For several years, Crawford has been gathering information on Kentucky landslides and visiting dozens of sites, including a Carroll County hillside where a large slide recently destroyed an unoccupied house and blocked a road. With contributions from local and state agencies, he's built a database of 3,000 confirmed slides around Kentucky. The Washington State incident showed the power of large landslides to destroy structures and even take lives. But can a slide of that magnitude happen in Kentucky?
That thing is massive, a massive amount of material. And to completely bury an entire community, it's probably unlikely here. However, the same mechanisms that caused that slide, or the triggers that caused that, the underlying geology there, the fact that it is a slope that had failed before, those are all things we see here, too. So it's not out of the question to have a very damaging landslide in Kentucky that could, severely damage a few homes or even cause a fatality.
Kentucky's extensive road network crosses multiple geologic units susceptible to landslides and rock falls. So another KGS researcher, Bethany Overfield, has analyzed almost a decade's worth of road repair costs that the state's transportation cabinet attributes to such events.
And so what I did is I essentially intersected cost data with mapped units. It's so I could associate costs with specific geologic units.
The damages are more extensive and expensive than you might think.
From 2002 through 2009, the repair cost totaled over $37 million. It does not include pavement costs. So these costs are actually greater than what we actually see on paper.
Not surprisingly, the varying topography and the type of geologic formations in eastern and northern Kentucky, especially shales, create the conditions that do the most damage. Overfield hopes her analysis will help the transportation cabinet to recognize where roads are more likely to be damaged by landslides and rockfalls and budget needed repair funds. It might seem that once a landslide happens, it's too late to worry about damages there. But as these geologists will tell you, the occurrence of a landslide is one of the best indicators that it can happen again at the same site or nearby.
So the first thing I do usually is use the tape and measure the water level.
That's why visiting sites like this one in Boyd County and monitoring damages across the state are important for understanding landslides and rockfalls in Kentucky. For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.